September 5. I saw, one like unto the Son of Man. Revelation 1:12 and 13. The voice of the Lord is as the sound of many waters, Revelation 1:15. Like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, Ezekiel 1:24. The Lord was saying to John the Apostle as he heard his voice like the sound of many waters. O John, I have all power. He said the same thing before his ascension, Matthew 28:18. The enemy will come in like a flood, Isaiah 59:19, but he is the Almighty God and has all power over all the powers of darkness. By faith we can claim that power for those who are in need, and not depend upon the worldly power of police to protect us in times of trouble. In Pakistan there is a place called Martinpur. In 1947 the Christians were being killed in large numbers by the Mohammedans, as they did in East Pakistan. When they attacked Martinpur the Christians hid themselves in the fields. After 3 days, they received a message from the Mohammedans saying, "Please do not hide any more in the fields. We have tried to attack the village for the past 3 nights. Every time we came near we found someone on a white horse with a drawn sword. We know your God is with you." This is a true story. I have been there several times. There are times when the Lord sent his angels to protect his people in a seen or an unseen way. He says, "I hold my angels in my hand. They will obey me. When I know it is best I will send my angels." Then John saw that out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, Revelation 1:16b. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrew 4:12. In Matthew 4:4 we see how the Lord defeated Satan by his word. Satan was trying to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ by misusing God's word. But the Lord, by the right use of God's word, defeated Satan. The sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth is the word of God. By using the word of God we can defeat Satan. He will come to us many times bringing fear and doubt by we should say again and again, "Get thee behind me, Satan. The Lord has defeated you. He is with me. He has forgiven my sins. I know he will help me." Then claim God's promise rightly for yourself and others in need. In Revelation 1:16 we read, "And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength." In Malachi 4:2 we read about the Son of Righteousness. That is one of the names given to the Lord Jesus Christ. His face is like the midday sun. The sunshine has a certain quality to heal some diseases. The Lord Jesus Christ is our heavenly sunshine. By looking at his face, living in his presence and by speaking to high, all the germs of doubt and fear will be removed, and we are strengthened and thus enjoy his favor. That is how we cannot only pray for ourselves but also intercede for others. We should pray, "Lord, bring sunshine upon me. And upon so and so. Heal me of my doubts and fears, and do the same to others also." Thus we can have an effective, intercessory ministry. We have to intercede for those who are fallen, those who are going through temptations, those who are in danger and in lonely places. Thus you can become a co-worker with the Lord Jesus Christ. At the same time you can conquer temptations.